This is Bird Note. When Dr. Kaylee Swift was in college studying biology, she became obsessed with the corvid family of birds, including crows and ravens and jays.
I realized what an amazing opportunity corvids pose in terms of being able to ask really interesting questions about animal behavior and sociality and cognition, all that kind of stuff.
And for her senior thesis, Swift decided to do a variation on a famous study about crows. In that study, someone in a Halloween mask heckled crows, and the crows remembered that face and avoided it.
What I ended up doing was sort of the inverse of that study, which was, in a more positive context, are crows also learning and remembering human faces?
But there was a challenge.
Recognizing somebody threatening is an association they would make right away.
Being recognized as a friend? That takes more time. But with only a semester to build a relationship, she needed a way to accelerate this, having someone cozy up with the crows 24/7. And then she had an idea. We'll put a mannequin on the roof, put a mask on it, and give it a basket of peanuts.
And like, before you know it, these birds, anytime they see that face, they're going to be like, oh, you're my roof buddy. Perfect. Such a great idea, right? No, of course, it was a disaster. And they absolutely knew this wasn't a real person. Like, they just needed to watch for a little bit of time. And then they went, huh, this thing never, ever moves. It's not real. And so then, of course, when we just took the mask and we put it in an animated person that moved around, they were like, yeah, no thanks. So I was like, crap!
The solution Swift found? Find somebody who had already been feeding crows for years and make a mask of their face.
For me, it really illustrates just how much creativity is involved in scientific research. We think of the scientific method as this very sort of uptight, sterilized process. But it's also a really artistic and creative endeavor.
You can follow Kylie on Twitter, at Corvid Research, to learn lots more about these brainy birds. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.